Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
Before we get into the lineup and project how Davey Martinez is going to write some names down on opening day against the Phillies on Thursday, give me a thought on their young players who have a chance to change the timeline on the end of this rebuild and on competing. What happens if James Wood, who everybody is hoping surpasses his 19.5 home run total this year, Toby, goes out and hits 27 home runs? What happens if Dylan Cruz, who might eventually be an all-star, surprises and impresses and hits 275 with 20 homers and 30 steals? You know, CJ Abrams had probably 2 months, I'd say, last year where he was a top five or so player in baseball. What happens if he does that for three and a half months? You know, all of a sudden, this team gets a lot better really quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of all rides on them, Grant. Like, they improved the team with some additions, like we talked about in the last segment, talking about Bell, talking about Lowe, talking about Soroka, but those aren't the guys that this season rests on. It's all on these young guys, whether it's in the pitching staff or in the order. Like, you look at the top of the batting order going into this year, it's going to be CJ Abrams, it's going to be James Wood, it's going to be Dylan Cruz, in whatever order. Those guys are all going to be batting in the top four, and so it's going to rely on them. And you include maybe a Luis Garcia somewhere in there, a Keibert Ruiz, still young guys that are going to play a role. It kind of depends on them in the order. And then you look at the rotation, and Mackenzie Gore is your opening day starter. Jake Irvin's getting the ball for your second game. Mitchell Parker is a part of the rotation. Those guys, I think, is what it's going to rely on more so than some of the veterans. I think they're going to help them along. But you're right. If James Wood goes out there and plays like a superstar, like we think he can be down the line, and all reports that we heard while we were down in spring training, you even heard Davey mention it on your show the other day at the Nats Gala, that James Wood could take off sooner than maybe we expected. If that's the case, and Dylan Cruz comes out and proves, like we saw early on in his rookie seat, you know, his first campaign last year in September, before it kind of fell off a little bit, maybe he's a guy that's more above average at little bit of everything versus at, you know, at times he kind of looked average at some stuff. If he has a good year, if you have all these guys combined play to their potential, you could be a team that gets above 500. I don't know that I see that all for all the young guys, especially for Cruz as a rookie going through a full 162 for the first time, James Wood going through a full 162 for the first time. But regardless, if all these guys reach their potential, the Nats are going in the right direction.
Yeah, it's a big ask, and it's not likely that they all are ahead of schedule, obviously. But I would have said the same thing, again, about the Capitals in D.C., you know, at the start of the year. Yeah, right. They're not going to be the best team in the East because Produce isn't going to be the best player in the league at even strength. And Connor McMichael's not going to suddenly become what we were promised for years. And lo and behold, it all kind of happened. And I'm not saying that it will for the Nats, obviously, but you know, it does sometimes. You know, sometimes guys become really good sooner than they're supposed to, not later. But I don't want to put too much pressure on those guys. But when you don't spend money and you don't add reinforcements with real high ceilings and star power, then all of a sudden you do ask a little more out of the Wood, Cruz, Abrams triumvirate. And that is going to be a big storyline this year, is how quickly can those guys become the best versions of themselves? And in 3 years, when hopefully James Wood's winning an MVP award and hitting 42 home runs, he's going to be a lot better player than he is this year. But again, the difference between him hitting, let's just say, 15 home runs and hitting 272, as opposed to maybe 27 home runs as an all-star who hits, you know, 291 with a great on base and an OPS around 900, is pretty huge. And I think it would mean a lot, obviously, bigger picture to what they're able to do in terms of competitive this season, if he's able to do that, if Cruz is able to maybe overachieve based on some expectations. But let's take a deeper dive into the lineup. We'll get to the pitching staff in just a bit here on this special Bustin' Loose baseball season preview. So tell me if you disagree with any of this, but I think what I'm most excited about is from a lineup standpoint, Toby, is that these guys are still pretty young, that there's a ton of athleticism, especially at the top of the order. You know, the outfield that we've talked about with Cruz and with Wood and with Jacob Young, those guys can provide speed. But you look at some of the ages. C.J. Abrams is still only 24. Dylan Cruz is 23. James Wood is 22. Luis Garcia feels like he's been around for 10 years, coming off a career year, had a good spring. He's 24. K-Bert Ruiz is just 26. Jacob Young is 25. The prime of a big league career, analytically speaking, that teams project as the best seasons that a player will have is 27 to 30 in Major League Baseball. All of these guys are younger than that, or in some cases going into that window at this point. So I think when I look at the lineup, that's what I like most. In addition to the fact that you've got a little bit more pop in the middle of the order, not that Lowe's going to give you a ton in terms of power, but let's say he hits 16, 17 homers. I think Garcia can hit close to 20. You need Bell to probably hit over 20. Wood's obviously going to lead the team ideally in that category. But both Abrams and Cruz could be, you know, 20 home run type guys this year if things click. That all of a sudden adds a lot in the way of home run potential they didn't have last year. And I'm not even mentioning Paul DeJong, the third baseman they brought in, the 31-year-old, you know, oldest member other than Bell in this lineup, who hit 24 jacks last year with a couple of orgs, more than anybody on the team.
Yeah, I think that this lineup can play a lot of different ways. I think that power could be a way that they win some ball games, which will be a welcome addition to this team that hasn't been there the last couple of seasons. But I still think that they can do what they've done the last couple of years, which has made them a little bit pesky for some teams when they're playing them, even some of the best teams in the league, and that's they can find a way to not strike out and run the bases really well. And that's the thing that I think they have to improve on. They have to be smart. They can't run into outs. At times last year, they were super aggressive to the point that it was a little bit foolish where they'd get thrown out on the bases too much. I think some of that is the youth of the team that you laid out there. I think, you know, but having a lot of that athleticism still in the lineup with added power, I think they're still able to do a lot of different things. So I think it's going to be fun to watch these guys grow throughout the season and see how they improve. And like you said, there's so many young dudes in this lineup still that are still growing. And, you know, maybe K-Bert Ruiz has a resurgence. We're just 2 years removed from 18 homers, just under 70 RBIs. If he has a season like that again, you'd be encouraged. Luis Garcia had a career year last year. C.J. Abrams had a all-star first month of the season last year. James Wood hasn't even had a full 162 yet to break down. Dylan Cruz is going to get a full 162. So there's a real shot for this team to be really, really good in terms of having these young guys step up and take steps forward. I wouldn't necessarily bank on it. Like you said, it feels like, you know, a lot of factors have to go their way. But if they do, why not? Why not?
Yeah, just give a couple of numbers from last year and where they ranked. By comparison's sake, the Yankees hit 237 home runs as a team. The Orioles up 95 hit 235. The Nats hit 135. 100 fewer than those two teams did at the top of the big leagues. And the only team that hit fewer home runs than Washington was the White Sox, and they don't even count in any category from last year. Again, that was quite literally one of the worst baseball teams that's ever been fielded. Now, in terms of the stolen bases that you referenced, they stole 223 bags, six more than any other team. And for comparison's sake, you know, the Twins, who just didn't steal bases at all, only stole 65. 223 bases, an outrageous amount. I mean, records shattered. The rules changed, benefited Washington, but give them credit. They looked at their team and said, where can we cut some corners?
because they are not Lido Pizza, I suppose. And they wanted to know, like, where can we get cute here and try to find an edge? That's what you should do. And they decided to just be as aggressive as possible on the base paths. They also got caught stealing 73 times. And Davey, in the aforementioned conversation we had with him on the fan yesterday at the gala, basically said, we need to steal bases, but we cannot be as aggressive. We cannot run into as many outs. And he said early in the year, that's what fans should be monitoring to see if we've going to put our money where our mouths are. And if we've turned a corner here, are we running into the outs? They've done that for years. The Blue Jays only had 16 caught stealings last year. Now, the Nats had 73. Think about the difference just in rally-killing moments. So I'll be fascinated to see early in the year, are they able to keep the positive of base stealing while also turning down the aggressiveness and running in the right spots? You know, they've got Abrams who can swipe bags at the top. They've got Cruz who's going to hit second, I think, and play right field, give him a left-right start to the lineup, who can absolutely steal 30 bases. You know, James Wood is the speed that he could as well, but based on his size at 6'7", I don't want him stealing 30-plus bases. I need him in the middle of the lineup every day, driving the baseball. And so, you know, you'd be remiss if you didn't have him run some. 15 is what he'll get, just getting out of bed and playing every day for 6 months. But, you know, 22, 23 bags, sure. If he was desperate to steal as many bags as possible, he could steal 40 bases. I don't need him to be that guy. I want him to be healthy and prioritize, you know, not getting into collisions and having awkward slides around the bag as often as possible. But I think that's the top of the order where you've got both power and speed and some ability to go gap to gap with doubles as well. And Abrams, Cruz, and Wood. The middle of the order is probably going to look something like Josh Bell, Luis Garcia, Nathaniel Lowe. Maybe you put them in a blender and move them around in some way. So that's switch left, left. You may move Paul DeJong up occasionally, the right-handed bat with some pop, so that you can at least mix up the lefties, I suppose, and have Luis Garcia bat lower down. And then K-Bert Ruiz, who had a great spring at the switch hitter, and Jacob Young's going to round things out at the bottom of the order, and he should ideally lead the team in steals if he plays the full season while playing that gold platinum glove type defense in center. But anything you disagree with in terms of just the outlook of a lineup that would have Abrams, Cruz, and Wood up top, some variation of Bell, Garcia, and Lowe, and then probably Ruiz and DeJong and Young down toward the bottom?
No, I mean, I think that makes sense. I think that's kind of the variation you're going to see from night to night and how Davey kind of plays some of these things. And to your point, I mean, you look at the ability they're going to have with their lineup where I think CJ could steal 40 bags this year. He's done it before. I think Dylan Cruz could steal 30-plus bags if he plays 162. I don't know that you'll do that with James Wood, but he could, like you said. Jacob Young could steal 30, 40 bags if he, you know, has a high enough on base percentage out of the nine hole. Last year, sneaky, Luis Garcia had 22 stolen bags. So this team could still hit for some power, like we talked about, improving a little bit on that, but then they could also still continue to steal the bags. But it's just they have to be smarter on the base paths. They can't run into outs. And it doesn't even necessarily mean stealing bags is the way they're going to be aggressive. It's first to thirds. It's going to be something you'll see on a nightly basis. I think they're going to still be really aggressive on the base paths, hopefully smarter, but you're also going to see this team do what some other teams have done and actually hit the ball to the ballpark a little bit more too to help themselves out.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
There's some questions still until the roster's formally announced ahead of the first pitch on opening day on Thursday as to how the bench is going to look. But I think Riley Adams will be the backup catcher to K-Bert Ruiz. Whether they keep Jose Tena or Juan Yepez as the last infielder is still up in the air. Tena, to me, who can flat out swing it, has a little more versatility defensively, so I would probably keep him. Ahmed Rosario is going to be on the club. He can play infield, and they will play him occasionally in the outfield. I'll stop short of saying he can play outfield, but he will stand out in left field occasionally, I think. And then Alex Call is going to be their primary backup at all three positions in the outfield, the 30-year-old they claimed off waivers back in 2022 from Cleveland, who's turned into a nice little fourth option for them and has done okay in some stretches, providing some speed and some defense and a little bit of energy. So that's the outlook offensively for the Nationals. Look, we all wanted them to do a little more, spend more money, be more aggressive, and probably add an all-star caliber bat, a 30 home run, you know, 100 RBI impact guy. It didn't happen. And so now they're going to have to find some ways around the edges to create, manufacture, and build offense. And I come back to the original theme about Abrams, an all-star last year, who had the two splendid months and was inconsistent otherwise. Cruz, a former number two overall pick, and James Wood, who legitimately has the potential to be an MVP superstar, you know, top 3 to 5 player in baseball when it's all said and done for him in the next several years. How quickly can those guys just elevate the floor and maybe even the ceiling of this operation? We will start to find out on opening day at Nats Park against the Phillies on Thursday. Let's look at the pitching staff next, though, Toby, because that's actually where I think there's a little more boom or bust nature to this team, particularly in the rotation, where it feels like the Nats expect growth from a year ago that could be complicated. We'll explain why in a moment on Bustin' Loose Baseball. Toby Altizer, Grant Paulson with you ahead of opening day.